This is an IELTS Energy bonus episode, what you can learn from a four-year-old about IELTS. You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, you are going to hear real IELTS answers from a native speaker who happens to be 4.5 and Jessica's son. Enjoy! Today, we have a very special guest, my son, James. James, do you want to say hello to our listeners?
Yeah, I like you.
Good. Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to ask James some IELTS questions. James, how old are you?
4.5.
Remember to talk into the microphone.
4.5.
Okay. So at 4.5, here is how James answers these questions. James, do you like going to parties?
Yes.
Why?
Because I feel happy when I give sweet presents to everybody.
Oh, that's very nice. What kind of presents do you like to give to people?
The things they like.
Those are good presents, yeah. Do you like to go camping?
Yes.
Tell me about the last camping trip you went on.
I went to Silver Falls and with Daddy's South African friends, and I lived in for there. I hiked and stayed in the cabin for 2 days.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Where did you hike?
At Silver Falls.
What did you see on your hike?
I went behind two waterfalls.
Wow. James, tell me, what are your favorite things to eat?
Also, I got really tired because the hike was too long for me. So I got really tired and I had to sit on everybody's shoulders, Uncle Hendrick's shoulders, and Brendan's.
Can you tell me about Uncle Brendan?
He's one of Daddy's South African friends. They all live in South Africa, and Jen is his wife, and Annie Lindy is Hendrick's wife.
Great. You are doing so well right now. Tell me about your favorite meal.
My favorite meal of the day is eggs. Scrambled eggs with cheese.
Okay. I like scrambled eggs too. What do you like to do for exercise?
I like to ride my bike.
Where?
At parks.
And what do you like to do to relax?
I like to take naps.
Can you tell me about some of your favorite toys?
My favorite toys are the new toys at school. So there's a box of big trucks, and there's little Hot Wheels, and then there's a big track, and I play with it a lot with my friend Kale, and Finn was on vacation, and everybody who had cheering was not here, and they had a reason to not be here. So, and Kayla was here, and it was his cheering day, so Kayla was the only one cheering.
Very good answer. Let's talk about movies. What kind of movies do you like?
So, I like the Muppets, and I want to watch The Lion King and Brother Bear, the one that Daddy really likes. And also, my favorite movie is The Lego Movie and Lego Batman.
Can you tell me about The Lego Movie? What happens?
So, there's Lego people, and Emmett meets Lucy. He meets Lucy, and they go over the all over the world, and then they meet Lucy's boyfriend, Batman. And then Batman goes away, and then he comes back surprisingly.
Good, yeah. And then Emmett is the special.
Emmett's the special, and then he bees a little stupid. Well, also, while Lucy thinks Emmett was a little stupid, and then she's like, you are not the special.
Yep. What happens in the end? Do you remember?
In the end, Emmett becomes more smart, and then all his friends, he does an idea to save the other people in the tank, in the bad guy's head, in the bad guy's building, and the bad guys have a special glue and that could kill the Legos, and he made all weapons, but those didn't work. And he didn't use the special glue. But he did use his thing where you fall in, and then you're gone forever.
Yeah, very good. That was a really good answer. Is there anything else that you want to say or you want to talk about?
Well, so my mom here, she's been working here. She's the examiner, and she gives me healthy stuff, and my school is really healthy to me, and I have a good school.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking with us today, James. You did a really good job, and I love you very much. Yeah. Okay. Talk to you later. Say bye.
Bye, Mom.
All right, so that was my 4.5-year-old son, James, and he was talking about topics that you'll have to talk about on the test. I mean, all the same topics that could be on the speaking test. School, toys, movies, what he likes to do in his free time. I think the biggest takeaway from this, guys, is the fluency aspect that a little kid can have and that you can try to have also. Little kids just talk. They just keep talking without really thinking about, without worrying, right? Like, James is not worried about grammar and vocabulary, you know? He just wants to talk. He just wants to tell stories and make stuff up. I mean, when he was talking about, like, the movie, for example, school, hiking, and he gets, he's not afraid to just talk, and then it's easier for him to add specific details. Like, instead of saying just eggs, he'll say scrambled eggs with cheese, right? So I think, you know, he's not going to score super highly on the exam, but he's 4.5. And obviously his pronunciation is really good, and I'm quite proud of his verbal ability. So thank you so much for listening to today's special episode. And guys, just try and get your ideas out without stress, without worrying. You know, I mean, we all wish we could have that sort of kid-like mentality of not worrying. So, you know, just try it. Just start talking, and whatever you want to say, just talk. Just say it. You can do it, guys. That's what fluency is, right? That's what we're trying to do. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.